This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, August 30th. God's word for you today is grow in faith. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 145, verse 13. And it says, "For your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. You rule throughout all generations. The Lord always keeps his promises. He is gracious in all he does." Hebrews 4 verse 14 says, "That is why we have a great high priest who has gone to heaven, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us cling to him and never stop trusting him." I do not know what you are going through, but I am here to say to you, cling to Jesus. If you check, anything else you cling to is going to crumble. What are you clinging to? Your feelings? Your feelings can change. What are you clinging to? Is it a person? The person can die. What are you clinging to today? Is it DIY? What are you clinging to? Only Jesus. So how can I build my faith? Firstly, evaluate the foundation of your faith. Secondly, live your life trusting God's promises. If you live your life outside of this, there is going to be a lot of chaos. 1 Peter 1 verse 21 says, "Through Christ, you have come to trust in God. And because God raised Christ from the dead and gave him great glory, your faith and hope can be placed confidently in God. You must not let your faith be destroyed by something that God has not promised. So, place your faith confidently in what God has promised. Do not place your faith in what God has not promised. We see a lot of people place their faith in what God has not promised. How can you be believing God for something God has not promised? After watching the Premier League, everybody thinks they are the next soccer superstar. In fact, some parents these days are no longer pushing for their children to be engineers or doctors anymore. They believe their children are the next Messi or Ronaldo, and the children have been falsely pumped up to believe they are that good. When only 0.01% of the best people make it to the prime time TV. So, because you can chest the ball, you are now the next Messi. There was a young man who said he believes God has given him a dream, and the parents paid a lot of money for him to go for trials. Guess what? He did not make it, and he said, "God disappointed me. He let me down." I said, "No, you disappointed yourself. In fact, are you sure you have not disappointed God? He made you to be someone special, but you are trying to be something or someone else. The point is, do not let your faith be destroyed by something that God has not promised you. Stay where God has promised you. God loves you too much to answer all your prayers." Yes, he does. God loves us too much to answer all our prayers. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help me to build on you and you alone as the foundation of my faith and to live my life trusting in God's promises for my life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.